Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Bill Robertson, retired cotton agronomist with the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Improving soil health, you know, it sounds simple, but it takes a bit. There's some things that we can see the first year. The first time planted cover crop in a field, we just planted straight cereal rye. And I thought, well, it'd take 2 or 3 years for the earthworm population to really build up. Well, that first spring when we planted, you go out there with a shovel and dig up, there were earthworms everywhere. So some things are very obvious the first year. And looking at cotton, it's a three-year, maybe a three-year plus journey to get to the point to where when we build soil health, we can take advantage of the soil health we have and start spending less money. And that's working our way toward regenerative ag. And there's people out there that are doing it now. And so not only can we in the dry years get a good yield increase, but we can consistently reduce production cost. And that's going to make us more profitable. We've got to have a game plan. Well, that's where programs like the Cotton Trust Protocol come in. If we start a journey, first you need to know where are we at to know where we want to go. But we can track our progress. And there's things with the protocol when you put in and you look at planning down the road. What are some new practices that I can put in to help me achieve that continuous improvement? And then get to where we can take advantage of that improved soil health. That's what it's going to take for us to really be strong in cotton production here, is to take advantage of working with Mother Nature to improve soil health, to get to the point to where we're more profitable and we can stay in business and we can hang with anybody.